Let us again start from the Mishnah and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Hashaleach Yad bePikodin Bishamim Oimrim Yulke bChoser uBeYeser uBeSilul Oimrim Kishas Haitzor Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kishas Atvia. Zetrashi Yulke bChoser uBeYeser Im Chosrei Daimeho. Shahuzla Bishuk, a person was Shalech Yad Bepikodim, and now it's worthless, is theoretically, would be a svara to say that the chafetz of the Bailim became worthless. Yishalim Domeo Kemayshaise Shava Bisho Shashalach Boyad Shishas Agzela. The halacha is that the shaleich yad pays, even though now it's worthless, the shaleich yad pays how much it was worth b'shash shalach b'yad shehi shas agzela. V'chein kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas agzela. And when is that? O'chigoyin shehoitziyo. What does that mean? She'ino be'en. That means the shaleich yad, let's say it was worth dalad zuz. Now it's worth a zuz, but it's not ben now. So even though if it would have been ben, that's for it to say that the chafetz of the bailim became worth cheaper. Why should I pay you dalad? It was once worth dalad. Now it's not worth dalad anymore. Afal pk, yilke b'chosa. Even though it became worth less, he has to pay how much it was worth b'shas hayyike. But that's dafke when it's not ben. Avol im yesh no ben. But what if the chayfet that he was shalech yad is ben? Kemoish shegozlo. That means there's no shinui. I'm roi elei shalach lefanecha. Then he can return it. And there's no din yilke. He returns it. Kedemri negabi matbeya venifsal tume venitmeis bepeik hagoizol kame. That a person stole a matbeya, and then the government passed the matbeya. Now the matbeya is worthless. Afal pikein, he gives back, since the passless of the matbeya is not considered a shinui, so he gives back the matbeya. So if it's ben, you say reishalach lefanecha. But here we're speaking about that it's not ben, and now it's worthless. So Bei Shammai says, Yilke b'chosa, even though it's worth less now, he has to pay how much it was worth b'shas shlichas yad when it was worth more. U'b'yesa, im shosa b'yodai m'shisholach b'yad v'nisyako, let's say he was shalech yad and was worth azuz, v'nisyako, then it became worth more, and then the shalech yad was meitziyat min ha'olam, like b'yesa damer l'shalim kishas eitzo. So if it's later, it's worth more, and he was meitziyat min ha'olam, so he pays how much it was worth later. So mainly he always pays the more expensive shavias. If later it's worth less, he pays how much it was worth for shashlichas yad. If later it's worth more, he pays how much it was worth for shaytziya min ha'ilam. U'beisilul oimrim kishas haytzo. Beisilul holds you pay kishas haytzo, which is very vague. Rabbi Kiva ima kishas ha'tviyem. Sarashi says, Beisilu Imrim, Bigmore Meforish, my Komri, what Beisilu was saying. Kishas Hatviye, Kishas Sheyitvoy Ledin, Bigmore Meforish Tain. Omar, Rabbe, or Rabbe, will see Taishus, Kairus Chovan, Amad Beis. Haiman, the Gosel, Chavita, the Chamra. A person stole a chavis of wine, a chavre. Mikore Shav Yezuzet. When he stole it, it was worth Azuz. Hashte Shavye Abo. Later, it became worth 4 Zuzet. The Rebbe says as follows. Tavra Ishasya. What is the din if he broke the chavis now when it's worth 4 zuzim? Shasya, or he drank out the wine in the chavis. Mishalim arbo, he pays arbo. Itvar memele, what is if it broke when it was worth arbo? Mishalim zuzim. Then he pays how much it was worth, Pishas the Gzela, he pays Azuz. Before we continue, let us just mention a Machlokes, the Ktzais and the Nesivis, and then we'll see our Gemara's Amirdike Kasha and the Ktzais. Perhaps I write it in the Sivis, but let us just mention the Machlekes, the Ktzais, and the Sivis. The Ktzais asks Akashe, Haiman the Gozel Chavita the Chamre, so when it was worth, the beginning it was worth Azuz, later it was worth Dalet Zuzim. Now, when it was later worth Dalet Zuzim, was still in his Rishus. So, he's not returning it now. He's keeping it in his Rishus. So, the Ktzai says, Akasha, so why shouldn't this not be considered a new Maisa Gzela? Chotza, we had the first Peirik, can become a Gazlan with Kinyan Chotza. I have something, the chatzere, a behemoth went into my chotzer, locked the door, I'm a gazel. I'm a whole sugi chotzimitai, biad chotzimitai, shlich, abo, there's a posik, I'm a mozi, to mozi, be yode, agneve, eile, le yode, chatzere, minayim, talmaloima, imotze, timotze, bechol mokim. Rektik, tzoy sakashe, this chovis that became worth more, he made a new maisa gzeilach. I mean, it's in his chotzer. He locks the door. Oh, Mistamer, the Ktzai says, you also picked it up, Mistamer. I mean, there wasn't there like a statue. Why isn't he mechuyev dalet? This is the Ktzai's akasha. The Ktzai, because of this kasha, says a buim de keteres. He says, the Gemara in Merube learns out, it says in the Parsha of Gneva, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish, that the whole chiyuv of Gneva is only if you steal from the Nignav, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish, V'loi mi beis ha'ganav, Ha'goinev min ha'ganav is potter. Now the Ktzais learns, let's not go, this is also a debatable statement, the Ktzais learns Hagoinev Minaganev is potter from Keren. That means that if Reuven stole something, so he owes to the Bailam, Keren and Kefil. Now Shimon stole it from Reuven. So the Ktzais learns Shimon does not owe anything to the Bailam. He's Hagoinev Minaganev. Hagoinev Minaganev, that means you're stealing something that's not Bershus Abailam. There's no chiyuv tashlum, no chiyuv kefil, and no chiyuv keren. That's how the Ktzais learns pshat. A goin of minagan. Zuk the Ktzais, say bazoi, spemphat is kasha. That means he asked the kasha that when it was worth dalet, it was in his chotzer, he picked it up. There's a new maisa gneve. So I stole something that's now worth dalet. The Ktzais says the kasha, why if it's itvar memele? It says if the Rav said if tavre shasye mishalem albo itvar memele mishalem zuze. But if it broke when it was worth dalet, I didn't break it. It broke by itself. So the Ksai says, but I stole it when it was worth Dalit. It was in my chotzer, I picked it up. So why am I not Mechuyiv Dalit? I made a new Maisik Zayla. So the Ksai answers on this kasha. Since I stole a Dovah HaGonov, because it was stolen already, now the Ganav made a new Maisik Neiva. You're right, he made a new Maisik Neiva, he picked it up again, it's in his chotzer. It's worth Dalit. But that's Hagoynev min Haganav. Hagoynev min Haganav is potter from Kefil, potter from Karen. You don't pay anything. Fine? That's Yisoid number one, the Ktzai says. Zuch the Ktzai weiter. So it, but Tavra Vishashia, what is the din? What is the din if he broke it or if he drank it? Tavra Vishashia. So there the din is that what? That he's Mishalim Dalet. That's what it says in the Gemara. Tavu Mishashi Mishalim Dalit. That's the Ktsois. Why does he pay Dalit? He's a Goyin of Minaganav. That's the Ktsois' Kasha. So the Ktsois answers on this Kasha. You're 100% right. Of Ganav is Takepota. He's Chayav Otz Mazik. It's a Parsha Mazik in the Torah. I was Mazik. His thing that's worth Dalit, so I'm Chayav Otz Mazik. That is the Ktsois' Kasha, the Ktais asked the Kasha, why by Itva Memela, why are you potter? I stole it also when it was Dalit, was in my chotzer. So he says, Altsganev, you potter, you're going to win a ganev. Now what Tavra Vishama Mela, you potter. Tavra Vishashi, I'm a mazik. I broke it. I drank it up. So I was mazik. The wine. See, hi, what's mazik? I was mazik something that's worth Dalit. That's what the Ktais says. The Nesivis is a Maida b'miktzas to the Ktzais, but he's chaylik on the Ktzais. He says like this, that's 100% true. And the Ktzais is kasha, that why are you not chayiv, when it was in my chotzer, I picked it up, why aren't you chayiv? So that he says, you're right, Taka. I didn't make a new Maisig Neve. It was stolen. So it was not Bershus HaNigna. So I picked it up, so it's more stolen. I mean, I wasn't Maisig anything in the Maisig Neve before it was stolen. So it's worth Dalit. So I stole it again. It's not Shaykh to steal again. It's stolen. Finished. Zuck the Nesivis, but there's a Mirdik Echilik. When I stole something, when I stole this chavis, it's sheloi, it belongs to the nignav, but it's ainei bushusai, it's bushusaganav. He can't be magdish it, he can't sell it. Adova nignav is not bushusai. So he says, kol's man, it's in my rishus, I wasn't moisif in the gneve, it's worth dalit, so I stole it more, it's still sheloi. It's ainei b'shusay. So that's not called, there was a new maisa gneiva. It's the same matzah that was before. I didn't change anything. When I drink it, or I break it, now there's a new maisa gzela. Now it's not shaloi even. Before he had a barrel of wine that belonged to him. After I drink it, there's no wine anymore. I break the barrel and the wine goes down the drain. So he doesn't possess any wine. This is a new Maisig Zayla. So the Nesivis learns a different Lomdus. The Nesivis learns not the Lomdus is at Al-Taposik. The vote is, I wasn't Maisig anything in the Maisig Neve, you can't be Machayev me Al-Zganev. What did I do? It was a Mayrishus yesterday, it's a Mayrishus today. It's worth more, but that's called I made a new Maisig Neve. I didn't change the status that it was till now. So that's not called a new Maisig Neve. Now it's worth dollars, so it's worth dollars. That's not called I stole again. I didn't do anything. I didn't change the matzav of the Dova Nignav from a minute before to a minute after. It's not called I made a new Maisig Neve. But so it's called with Shiloi, Vein and Bishusoi. That's called man, it's in my Rishus, and I don't do anything. The minute I drink it or I break it, now it's not Shiloi. So this is called a new Maisa Gneve. A new Maisa Gneve, Yechayiv, before it was Shaloi, now it's not Shaloi. So now I stole something, Sayyid Bechuyiv, to pay for what I stole. This is called a new Maisa Gneiva. What? Now let us see our Gemara. Our Gemara explains Rav. My time, the Gemara says, why is he chayiv dalet when he broke it? Tavra v'shasya. Look the Gemara a Megillah. Now let's learn the Megillah. Kivin the Isra hodra lemora be'ene. If this chavis, now it's worth dalet, you have to return it. Ahi shaita de koshosile, oi de kotovole, kogozal mine. He's stealing from him. It was banned, he had to return it. So now that he's drinking it, is a new maise gzeila. Usnan kol agazlonim mishalmim kishas hagzeila. All gazlonim pay bishas hagzeila. So now, all the achoinim, abochonon, and kevit shirom, and baba basra, the afikayom, and simon chafalaf, this gemara is only in nachmim gimel and bab metzia. The gemara of Tavra v'shasya is in other places also, but the maitaima says over here. So, the maitaima, because now he's stealing it, and the snan kol agazonim mishal mishiksas exas. So this gemara is very much mashma like the nasibis and not like the ktais. That they ask on the ktais from this gemara. But let us just mention one more thing, which is, we will not discuss this now, but let's just mention it. The Gemara says, my time, kivin di isa hodra lemora be'ene. Since, when it's be'en, he's mechuyev to return it. He shaita the koshosalei kogosamine. So according to the Nesivis, the lashon of the Gemara is very good. That means, it's still shaloi, and there's a chiv to return the shaloi. So now you stole the shaloi. I mean, lachayim, that's pshat the gemar. Kimin the isa adra lamar beina. It's ainy b'shusai. Good. You're not stealing more, but you're mechuyev to return it. Kimin the isa adra lamar beina. So memeila, so it's still shaloi, there's a chiv ashava on the shaloi. So memeila, so now you stole. You stole the shaloi. Now you stole the shaloi. The Gemara is very much mashma like the Nesivis. But it var memeila. But what happens if it broke by itself? Mishalem zuze. Then he pays a zuz. My time hashta loy oved lo veloy midi. He didn't do anything now. He didn't steal now. That means when it was worth dalit, it broke. I didn't break it. It broke. If it broke from my, okay, it broke. It broke. So I didn't do anything. Amayko mechayivis lay. So what, why do you want to be mechayivim? He shaita digzela. So you want to be mechayivim for when he stole it. Now he didn't do anything. He shaita zuzi the shavi, and when he stole, it's worth a zuz. Now he didn't do anything. Now he didn't do anything. Now, let us just mention Akasha, which perhaps as the sugya progresses, Akasha will perhaps be a little stronger. The Gemara asks Akasha, why, the Gemara explains, when it's worth a zuz, if it's itva memela, even though it's worth four zuz, he's potter to pay, because he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. So he's only responsible for the gzela. The gzela was, when it was worth a zuz, kalagazonim mishalmim kishat gzela. So there's a kasha that Rishonim ask, but a gazlan is chayiv ba'onsen. A shoyl is also chayiv ba'onsen. What's the din by a shoyl? Let's talk about a shayel for 1 minute. A shayel borrowed something. When he borrowed it, was worth a zuz. That later became worth dalet zuzim. And then an oinus happened. You know how much a shayel pays? He pays dalet. As a shayel is chayv bonson. And if the oinus was when it was worth dalet, so he's chayv dalet. So what did he do? Nothing. He said, no, but a shayel is chayv bonson. L'chayr a gazon is also chayv bonson. I mean, what I do? No, no. A gazon is chayv bonson. Safilu, he didn't do anything. But he should be chayv dalet. The Gemara just says, what did he do? But why is he worse than the shayel? There's l'chayre to mahalchim to answer this kasha. One mahalach is that the chiyuv of a shayel is a chiyuv of a shayma. A shayma is chayv bonson. That's the responsibility of a shayma. Whatever will happen with it, is responsible. I mean, that's the chiyuv of a shayma, a shayel. A gazlan is not a shayma. He's not a shayma. So his old chiyuv is either for the ma'isik zayla. His chiyuv is only for the ma'isik zayla, or if he made a new ma'isik zayla, tavra v'shashe. But this chiyuv to pay if an oinus occurred when it was more expensive, this is michiyuvei hashaymrim, and the gazlan is not a shayma. Let's just say the vial this teretz. There's another teretz also. But let's say the vial this teretz. Al kaponim, we have fine. So now we understand this. Let's see what Rashi says. Mikorek shegozlo was worth a zuz. Lebesoyk sheyotza samina oilam, it's worth dalidus. Tavra v'yadayim oishasya acher shehukrim. The isikam b'shasatviya, if it would have been around, avamadal nebeina, you mechuyiv to return it. The chiyam reinin kibishalim kishasak zeyla, a gazlan is only mechuyiv to pay kishasak zeyla, eichet alezabem. If it's not ben, so he pays how much it was worth when he stole it. Avol yeshna ben, but if it's ben shahukre, it's worth more, ben shuzla, it's worth less. Chayzeres kemayshi, yimachuyim to return it. Hilkach hoyo ve'im tovo ba'oide kayemes la'ache shahukre. If he would be tevei, the bailam would be tevei it now. Oise chayzeres ben? So that means, so l'chayre, it means it's zichis to shalai, it's zichis shalai, and he can mon it. It's not b'shusay. I can't be magdish it. I can't, but I can mon it from you. And if I mon it from you, mochiv to give it back to me. Ishtakach di shayte de koshosilei od de gosilei. So when he drank it, when he stole it, so you stole my thing. And this is the way that the Sivu says, this is a new ma'isik zeila. Before it was shaloi, and when you drank it, it's not shaloi anymore. This is a new ma'isik zeila. Fine. Now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. Now, Beisil Oloimrim Kishas Heitzo. My Kishas Heitzo. So now, let us, before we go to Beisilu, let us go to Beis Shammai. The Gemara understood Beis Shammai, mamish, like that, what Rabbi said, Yilke b'chosa u'b'yesa. That means as follows, if when he stole it, was worth dalet zuzim, and now it's worth a zuz, so you pay how much it was worth, even though now it became worth less, you pay how much it was worth, b'shas, it was a dalet zuzim. U'b'yesa, if later it was worth dalet zuzim, and it'll be tavra v'shasye, so you'll pay dalet zuzim. So the b'chosa b'yesa, the Gemara understood, b'sham is mamish like rabbi. B'sham is like rabbi. Fine. Tana, b'silul oimrim kishas haitzo. Now b'silul says in the Mishnah, kishas haitzo. My kishas eitzo. Now, the Gemara just wants to know the translation of these words. What does that mean, kishas eitzo? Ileime kishas eitzo min ha'olam. If it means, and the Gemara learned it means tavro ishasye. He was meitzi min ha'olam. Ubamai. So what are we speaking about? Became worthless or became worth more? Ibechosa, if it became worthless. That means, when he was a sheleich yad, it was worth four. When he was mighty, ma'ilam, it's worth one. Mi'ikelamandi oma, that you pay one? Vosnan kola gazlonim, mishalmim kishasa gzela. All gazlonim pay kishasa gzela. So why should Basilo say, if he's talking about chosa, that means he was, before it was worth four, now it's worth one, and he still says you pay kishas, he told me, no, you pay one. Well, why should he pay one? He stole it. A shalech yad is a gazlan, so she paid dalit, but he stole it's worth dalit. V'i b'yesa, if b'yesa, he means kishas, he told me, no, it was worth, he stole it, one's worth one. Now it's worth four. And kishas eitzom in oilam, now it's worth four, you pay four. Ainu beishamai. So that's beishamai. So what's the machlekes beishamai b'yisilu? Elo pshite vishas eitzom in beis bailam. Oh. Eitzom means when he stole it. Laimed rabbe da oma ke beishamai. Ooh. So now we see Rabba holds like Beis Shammai. That means, so we have here a Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamina to say that Beis Hillel holds, even though when you broke it, it was worth Dalit, you pay Azuz. You pay Azuz Kishas Hagzela in Rabba Da Oma Ke Beis Shammai. So we see a Meir de Kizach. The Gemara Rahava Mine, that Rabbi is a debatable, statement. Rabbi said that it's a shtik teire, and it's very debatable. And could be Beisil was chaylik. So it's only a problem, the Rabbi is like Beis Shammai. That's the only problem the Gemara has. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll discuss a little bit this Gemara. Zot Rashi, Ubamai Ahai Pligi Beis Hillel, Ibechosa Shehuzla, Tekoma Beis Shammai Yilke L'Shalom Kedomim Shoyse B'Shas. You only pay Azuz. That Beisil hold you won't pay Kishas Agzel, you only pay Azuz. Akadapi. Elopshite Kishas Eitzomi Beis Pailim. Kishas Agzela. Ubiyasa pligi. The comma, that basilo means kishas eitzo mi beis bailam, and he took it away from the bailam. Now when he took it out from the world. Kishas agzele. Ubiyasa pligi. The comma beishamai im hukro yilke lishalam kishas eitzo mi noilam. Beishamai said that you have to pay kishas eitzo mi noilam. Bisil loimrim kishas eitzo mi beis bailam. And Bisil says kishas eitzo mi beis bailam, and you don't have to pay how much it was worth later. That's what Bisil holds. So we see from this Gemara, the Gemara understood that one could be chaylik and rabbi. The only problem is rabbi is a chaylik is Beis Shammai, but still the rabbi is like Beis Shammai. But by stois, the svara of rabbi is debatable. So Khan Shayla Ben Bayev, I mean, why should it be Potter? Let him be Chaibal Tzmazik. I mean, why should he not be Chayiv to pay Dalit? So it could be, let's make things a little easy. There's a Shayla in the Gemara, Nagoizel Amachel, if someone stole, Reuven stole something from Shimon, and Levi came and ate it up. So there's a Mandiyama that says that Levi is Potter. Levi is Potter. So Kan Shayla Ben buys Levi Potter. Levi ate Shimon's thing, buys Levi Potter. So there's a Svara, and Taisvus mentions the Svara, since it's Einai Bershus Abaylim, it's Einai Bershus already, he can't be Magdish it, it's already. So there's no chiyuv to pay. It's the bailus of the nigzal was huklash, and Levi is potter to pay. Levi is potter to pay. But there's such a, some amela, our Gemara we can understand. So our Gemara, so Rabbi was mechadish litazoi. Rabbi said, abeishaite gozloi, and even though it's ain't ibishuse, but the shaloi, it's a new maisig zelni, is chayiv to pay, and you chayiv to pay, even though it's ain't ibishuse, here is chayiv alt mazik, it's chayiv alt gazlo. Bezulul held that no, since it's ain't ibishuse, so it's niklash, the bailis of the nigzal, mashvacha bailis, you don't have to pay. So the only thing I'll say, but it comes out, so a rav is in that water, he yells like Beishami, not like Bissel. That's l'chayre, the Ivrin, the Gemara. Now let us just see the top Taisvitz, we're going to see something very, very interesting. Leibe rabbe de oma ke Beishami. May a rabbi held like Beishami. Ve'im toima luki pluktayu be'itva memeile ve'rabe ki beiselu. Fakteisus amirdike kasha. Let us say, it's speaking about itva memeile, and how much do you pay? So beiselu says, kishas oito mi beis bailer. When you stole his worth as Zeus, so you pay a Zeus. Now, itva memele, what did I do now, the Gemara? I didn't do anything now. I'm potter to pay. And Beishamai is not like Rabbi. So, Gevaldik, I have now Rabbi's taking, speaking about itva memele. Be yeshloima emphatizes, then can we have a pligi Beishamai? So what's the sword of Beishamai? If it's speaking about itva memele, and Beishamai holds you pay dalit, why should you pay dalit? Why should you pay dalit? So Beishamai doesn't make sense. That means itva memele, that's what Rabbi said. Itva memele, you pay a Zeus. That's logic. No one could disagree with this. That means when I stole it, it was worth a Zeus. Later I didn't do anything, and it broke, so I'm only chai for the maisig zeila. I'm not chayiv for when it was dalit. Fine. That's l'chayot. I mean, no one would disagree with Rabbi by itva memel. Frekt the Chazaynish and Rabbi Kevega. One second. We are speaking about a sheleach yad bepikod. When we started this year, we asked the kasha. What's it in by a shoyl? A shoyl is chayiv ba'onsen. Shoyl is chayiv ba'onsen. He borrowed it, it was worth a zuz. And then later became more expensive, it's worth dalet zuz, and it broke. So the shoyl pays dalet zuz. What did the shoyl do? Nothing. It was an oynes. The shoyl is chayiv ba'onsen. So, and then you look, bishas, how much it was worth, bishas to oynes occurred. That's the chayiv of a shoyl. So memele, so when we started off, we asked by itva memele, so why, he didn't do anything. But what is it different than a shoyl? So we said, that's mechiyuvei shomrim. That's the chiv of Hashem. Hashem is responsible to pay for it when something goes wrong. That's the responsibility of Hashem. A gazlan is not a shomer. He's not a shomer. So his responsibility is for when he stole it. That's what we answer. Fine. That's beautiful. Like the Chazon Ish, but our Mishnah is speaking about a sheleich yad bepikadon. This person was a shomer. He became a gazlan also. But this person is a shomer, and then he was sheleich yad. So now there are two sibbis to be mechayev. He's a shomer, and also he's a sheleich yad. So fine. So when he was sheleich yad, it was worth a zuz. So he's chayev a zuz. Later became worth dalet zuzim, and it was itva memele. So al shomer should be mechayev dalet. A sheleich yad is chayev bonson, and he's a shomer also. This kasha the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Kebegel, but then he asks down the Taisa, Rabbi Kebegel asks down the Gemara first. But Al Kaponim, this is a Mirdike Kasha. Zot the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Kebegel, they both say the same Teretz. Shema, who's a Sheleich Yad, is a Shema. I'm sorry, he lost his, he's a Shema anymore. All Chiyuvi Shema and Pulo. I made you a Shema when you were trustworthy. The minute you were sheleich yad, you wanted to take it for yourself, you're ois shema. Al kaponim, you have ois dinei shema. That's how they want to say pshat in this gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Ubamaya hai pligi beisel, ibechosik shehuzlo, dekoma beishame yilka lashalom, kidomim shohisa bishas agzeila. Bekomri beisel o kishas eitzo, vika lamandiyom, aich de lesa ben, dechol gazonim lav kishas agzeila mishalmen. So mamela, if it's worth less later, si shazicha should pay, how much it was worth bishas agzeila. Before we turn the page, let us see the bottom taste. Vasnan kol agazlonim mishalmin kishas agzeila. So the Gemara says that if when a person stole something, it was worth dalit, and later became worth a zuz, a gazlon has to pay dalit. Kol agazlonim mishalmin kishas agzeila. Now we have to understand this is not so pashut. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah. But l'cheira, this is not so poshut because, I mean, if it would be, if you would have it, if the nigzel would have it, you'd only have a zuz. Why should I have to pay dalit? Because then it was worth dalit zuz. I mean, the Mishnah says kala gazoni mishal mikshas agzeil. But l'cheira, there'd be a svara to say, why should the nigzel gain? I mean, I stole it with dalit zuz, but now it's worth a zuz, so. So why does, and if he would have it, then it got broke and he lost the zuz. So why should I pay dalit zuz?
I'm sure, I never did this.
Was man kol agazlonim mishalmim kishas agzeila. Ba'af al gav, so Taisvi says, the beperik agazel kama umrinam, ze haklal. This Mishnah, Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzeile Lasuyei Derabiloi. The Omar Gonav Tle Venasa Ayu. If a person stole a Tle, then it became an Ayu. That's a Shinui. Egel became a Benshona. Egel Venasa Shoy. Nasa Shinei B'yodoi B'kono. So, that the Gemara says, this Mishnah is coming to teach us that a gazlon is koine b'shinoi. Now the shoyer and ayil are his. The shoyer and ayil are his, and he just pays for what he stole. So Memele, the Gemara in Baba Kama says the Mishnah is not saying the Chiddush what our Gemara said. Our Gemara said that if a person stole something that was worth thousand and later became worth zuz, there'd be a svara to say, why should I pay dalad? If it would be by you, you'd also only lose azuz. Why should I pay dalad? But most of all, it's a mishnah. Kol ha-gezlonim, mishalman, kishas ha-gzel, fektoisvis, and shuldik. This mishnah is speaking about something else completely. The mishnah is speaking about that he stole a tleh, and it became an ayil, so the ayil is now his, the animal is his kind of machine, and he has to pay for what he stole. He stole a tleh, so he pays for a tleh. So the mishnah is saying another din. It's not speaking about that when I stole it, it was expensive and that became cheaper. Ella Bishinoi kid my liberation the masnism a guy's a late and boss a kalem is kind of bishini or tem of us a begode. So yeah. So Taiswa says, no. Hainu davke yiture de zehaklau. That's not pshat in the Mishnah. This drash in pshat. Zehaklau. I want to be mad for something. The zehaklau. The Daki Yitura, the Zaklau, Zaklau, Kol HaGazlonim, is coming to tell us that the Shinei de Memele is Koine. Avol Pashti de Masnis in this Pshat also. The Mishalmim Kishasak Zeirim Mayri V'yukra Mizula. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. So Mela Agamore, when Agamore held for Dova Poshet to be stolen, it was worth Dalit. And later it was worth Azuz. He has to pay Dalit. That's Pashtis in the Mishnah. Vahosam, the guys on Ami Maisel and Yin Yukri Bezula, Gabi Yaker Kisse, the Ravkana, Perikol Shor, Gabi Lepidom, and Mishalom. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Vim Toima, Rav Da Oma Bemerube, so fine, so now Taisa says, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Kol Gazoni Mishalmim Kishas Agzele, if Kishas Agzele is worth four, and later it's worth one, you have to pay for it. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. But Taisus and Tema Rav Da Oma B'merube Keren Kain Shegonav Keifel V'dalet V'hei Kishas Amod Medin V'ukme Kegoin Demikor Shovi Dalet V'lepsoiv Shovi Zuse. So Rav said, a person stole something that was worth Dalet, later became worth Azuz, so Keren, now it's not here anymore, so Keren Yepay Kain Shegonav Dalet. And Kevi Yepay Kishas Amod Abedin. The Amemra of Rav, for Toysvis, my Kamash Malon, Masnisani, if I just said that Pshat in the Mishnah is speaking about that before it was more expensive and later it became cheaper. So the Mishnah says Yepay Mishas Agzele. And Rav comes and says this. So for Toysvis, what is Rav telling me? It's a Mishnah. Va'oi. My boy, also my time with the Rav. Not only is Rav saying over something that's a Mishnah, the Gemara jumps down Rav's neck. Oh, my time with the Rav. My boy, my time with the Masnissen. I mean, if you have problems with the Rav, so it's a Mishnah. First, I don't understand what Rav was Machadish. And number two, why say my time with the Rav? Yishloima, the Rav, Kamashmon, the Apple Gav, the Karen, Kain, Shagonav, Kefal, Lehavi, Kemoi, Karen, Ela kishas amod bedin. Ubeinon, that the chiddush of Rav. The chiddush of Rav is not keren kain shegona. The chiddush of Rav is that kefil is different than keren. That's the chiddush of Rav. Ubeinon, my time is the Rav, the mechal kefil midin keren. That's the gemara's kasha. How did you split the hair? Mishani gneva v'chayim achile keren kein shegonav davke keren b'loy keif. Fine. So now we're up to, we don't know pshat in the Mishnah. What is pshat in Beis Hillel? If Beis Hillel holds misham kishas itzo, the only way the Gemara understood it means you pay azuz. Even though later became worth dalad and was tavre. So comes out, Rabbi is like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara Omer Lecha Rabbi, B'yesa Kuli Alma Loi Pligi. No. Everyone holds like I held. If it was Mikore Shavi Zuz, and Achakach Shavi Yedalit, and he broke it, Ustavra V'Shashi Izicha Pei Dalit. Ki pligi b'chosa. We're speaking that before it was worth dalet zuz, and now it's worth a zuz. Beisham ha'isov ishlichis yad eino tzriche chesorim. Chi choser b'shuse didei chosa. Ubeisilul sobri ishlichis yad tzriche chesorim. וכי חוסר בישוסה דמורי חוסר. So the Gemara says, אמור דקפשט. It's speaking about that מקורי שווי דלת. And he picked, and that later became worth a zuz. He picked it up on מנס לחסרוי. And he wanted to put it up on מנס לחסרוי. Now, but he wasn't מחסרוי yet. Thus, is he חייב על שליחס יד, yes or no? So that's the machlokes Beishami Bisulam. Beishami says, he's chayav al shlichas yad. That's all you want, mechasarin. He picked it up, amanas lechasin, and was worth talit. So he owes talit already. He stole a shalech yad. A sheleach yad is a gazlan, and he stole it when it was worth dalits, even though later it became cheaper, he's potter. Beisilul hold shlichas yad tzricha chesorim. That means when I pick it up to be mechasa, it's gonish mekonish, you have to be mechasa. So now, he picked it up when it was dalit, amanas lechasre. Did he become a gazlan yet? No, not yet, I wasn't mechasre yet. Then he became worth a zuz, and then he was mechaseret. So when did he become a gazlan? When it was worth a zuz. That's the machloikis beishami beisilu. So beisham, I hold tzricha, shlichishat, eina tzricha chasorim. So beishas, we're speaking about beishas, oitzo min oilom, are you chayim? So beisham, he says, you chayim, beishas, oitzo min beis bailam, because he became a gazlan already. Beishas, he was shalech yadam anas lechasre. That was the svar of beisham. And Beisilul says that no, shlicha shat shlicha chesorim. So lemaise, he never became a gazlan until he was machasarit. When he was machasarit, it was worth a zuz. So then he first became a gazlan. He became a gazlan, was worth a zuz. Let's see what Rashi says. Ki pligi b'chosa. V'komri beisilu kishasei tzo min oilo. Kipli gibbechos. V'komri beisilu kishasei tzo min oilo. What's a kakashaloch? Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmin kishasei gzeilu. I b'gzeilu mamish te gozlo mikov. Hitake meira maise gzeilu from before Hanami. Avol hoche de beteiro siliot. This amur dike Rashi. Let's just appreciate what Rashi is saying. Rashi says a shomer is not a gazlon. Why isn't Hashem a gazlan? So Rashi says the beteiro siliyode, because a gazlan is he took it beiser. A shomer pekodin beteiro siliyode. So memele, so als the parsha of gzeila, there's no parsha of gzeila. A mishum shliches yad kama chayves lei. So the whole chiv is only a shliches yad b'hopligi. Beisham misav shliches yad and it's shlicha chasor. So he became a gazlan, was worth dalit. V'koma b'shusei. Uchshel huzlom. When it became worthless, b'shusei huzlom. It became less b'shusei. That means it was b'shus a gazlan already. It became worthless, it's also b'shus a gazlan. V'moisa ben, it would be ben, I'm leish lochafanech, achshem sheitzio, mishalim kishash lichis yad, when it was worth talit. And beisilul hot shlichis yad, tzriche chesom, so when it was dalit, he did not as yet make a maisig zeila. The first maisig zeila was first chalni, was machasad, was a zuz. So comes out, he stole a zuz. So that's why, he only has to pay a zuz.